Welcome to the American Cafe. I'm your host, David Byrd. This week, we want to introduce you to a young woman who has overcome mental illness and physical disability to inspire others. Jenny Maher was raised in an abusive home, abandoned, tried to commit suicide, and was left paralyzed from the neck down. But now, she is living independently and hopes to help others who struggle with depression, stress, or poor self-image.
If I'm able to overcome it, so can others, because I'm not a superhero. I'm not someone special or anything. I just had to do what I had to do, and if I could do it, anyone could do it.
That's author, artist, and motivational speaker Jenny Maher on this week's American Cafe. Jenny Maher is an artist, speaker, and author of the book Never Give Up, How Determination and God Gave Me a Better Look at Life. She is also a quadriplegic, paralyzed from the neck down by an unsuccessful suicide attempt. But Jenny wants people to know that despite their struggles, despite feeling lost or alone, despite sometimes even devastating losses, they can go on. But her story was not always so positive. You see, Jenny's mom suffered from bipolar disorder. Jenny told me that led to her and her brother being removed from their home and put in several foster homes.
Well, she had bipolar disorder, and she'd have psychotic episodes, so it would just be out of the blue. She would be out of touch with reality, and it would cause me and my brother to be put in foster homes where we weren't really treated the best.
It was during one of her mother's bipolar episodes, when Jenny was 18, that she insisted that Jenny leave her house and go live with a high school classmate she barely knew. It was at this time she met an Air Force recruiter and thought that joining the military would help, but her problems did not go away.
So just being in that environment, At the beginning I dealt with, I was cutting myself to get rid of the emotional pain. And I dealt with migraines and ulcers and stuff. So I had a lot of physical problems that weren't being dealt with. And when I joined the military, I didn't know. I was hoping that just getting away and starting over, that it would basically disappear. And it didn't happen that way. It just kind of continued to build up. And then that's when I was diagnosed myself with bipolar disorder and post-traumatic stress disorder and depression.
Eventually, Jenny was medically discharged from the Air Force and her depression worsened. Her mother was also sending hateful emails and Jenny felt lost and alone. It was then she tried to take her own life.
And I just felt that I was all alone and because I wasn't able to really make friends. I didn't know how to kind of communicate with people and stuff because I didn't have that growing up. And so I just felt all alone. I felt that I had no reason to live because I was just hurting so much. So I decided to take my own life by overdosing, and it left me paralyzed from the neck down.
Because Jenny was a veteran, she sought help at VA hospitals, but was not able to get the help she needed. She even developed bed sores, which led to a blood infection, and she almost died. But it was also at this time that Jenny met some people who held church services at her hospital. She told me that was the turning point in her outlook.
I was able to open up to people within the church, and through them and just through their experience, I was able to stop hurting myself, and I was able to open myself up and find faith and trust in others that I wasn't able to do before. And through that, it made me think a whole different way about life in general.
But Jenny's struggles were not over. Even with her newfound friends and her new faith, she had to leave Colorado with only two backpacks worth of stuff and move to a VA in Memphis, Tennessee, which specializes in spinal cord injuries. There, she was able to get the help she needed and eventually moved to her own apartment. Jenny Maher now lives in a condominium in Richmond, Virginia. Though she is still in a wheelchair, she is able to live independently and told me she wants to encourage others who are struggling with emotional issues.
I know what it's like, how much it hurts to be alone and feel that you have no one in the world. And I want people to realize that they're not alone and that there's different ways of connecting with people or different, and that other people will know how to help.
Jenny Maher speaks to schools and churches about her life story. She also paints, and she told me that she hopes to encourage others who struggle with mental health issues and physical disabilities that they can find help and that there is hope for a better life.
You have to get out and go do things outside, you know, find a way of escaping, whether it's drawing or writing or, you know, music, any way of escaping and being around people, because isolating is one of the worst things you can do. And just being, get in with support groups or get in with some kind of groups with people and just try to, you know, not isolate yourself is the main thing.
If you would like to read Jenny's book, Never Give Up, How Determination and God Gave Me a Better Look at Life, it is available from Outskirts Press on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and other online retailers. So what do you think? Has your experience been like Jenny Maher's? What's your story? You can let us know by logging on to our Facebook page, VOA American Cafe. And to hear other episodes of our program about some of the fascinating people here in the United States, log on to voanews.com, click on the red Listen tab, and look under Our Broadcast Programs. Until next time, I'm David Byrd in Washington.